First off, many letters in cursive italic are exactly the same as in the basic. For example, the B, C, E, G, O, Q, S, T. Make sure you always cross your T and your F going from left to right. Y. And now the F is the same except it goes down into the basement. Now the next letters have an exit serif. It's a curved serif that comes out of the letter and allows you to join into your next letter in your word as you're writing cursive. So you just do your A as normal, and when you touch the floor, you curve up at a 45 degree angle. Same with the D. The H. At the end, just add a little curved serif. The I. Now instead of pressing a dot in the I, we're going to draw a little slash line that also goes at a 45 degree angle. L and a U as the curved exit serif. Now these next three letters have a curved entrance serif and the curved exit serif. So M starts below the waistline. Then you curve, touch the waistline, come down, back up, and a curved exit serif. Same with the N, start a little below the waistline, make a curved entrance. And the X, curving in, curving out, and then your second line, second stroke. Curve in, curve out, and your second stroke. Now R, this is how you would draw an R if you were not going to join out of it. It's just like the basic R except it has a curved entrance. Or if you're going to join out of the R, we make a little dip so that we can get into our next letter. So here's an R as you would go into a next letter. Z is a very graceful letter. It starts below the waistline and it kind of curves up, touches the waistline, curves down, slants down, and then does another curve at the bottom. These next letters, the remaining letters of the alphabet, have sharp entrances. The V has a sharp entrance instead of curved. And when you're almost done drawing the V, you just turn it in. Same with the W, it starts with a sharp entrance. And it ends with a little curve at the end. J also starts with a sharp entrance. And you dot it like we did the I. P has a sharp entrance. Now K is the only letter that's actually different between basic italic and cursive italic. Now it's a one-stroke letter. We start at the top, go down, go back up the same line, do a little loop, touch the floor, curved joins. This is how you join into a letter with a curved entrance serif. You have the word am, K, curve at the bottom of the curve going into the M. And a curved exit serif. Same thing with a different beginning letter. U into an M. And next we have going into an N, which is also a curved, a letter with a curved entrance serif. And in. R also has a curved entrance serif, so going from the A, curving into that R. Curve into the R. Here's an example of going into an X, and X also has a curved entrance serif and exit serif, second stroke. Lesson 18. These are sharp joins, so we're joining into a letter that has a sharp entrance. An A, go up at a 45 degree angle into your I, dot the I, or an A, or any letter, into a J, or joining into a P. Notice it's sharp at the top. There's no curved. It's very sharp at the top. There's nothing curved there. Or joining into a T is also a sharp join. Same with a U. And joining into a V or a W is also the same thing, a sharp join. Curve the V and the W in just a little at the end. Okay, and here we have joining into a Y. Notice here, it's all of these have sharp joins, they're not curved. Now, joining into a tall letter is optional. These are also sharp joins if you choose to do it. So, joining from a letter into a B, if you choose, you can break your word and start the B at the top. These are how, this is how you join into a tall letter if you choose to do so. So into an H is an optional. Also, now we're going to go into a K. And also into an L.